News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. It's going to be an action-packed day in the Supreme Court, where a constitutional bench headed by Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi will deliver verdicts in three important cases. These include the Sabarimala and Rafale review petitions, as well as a criminal contempt plea filed against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. After the historic verdict on the Ayodhya land dispute matter, Gogoi was left with four other important judgments before demitting office on November 17. By a majority verdict of 4-1, the apex court in September last year had lifted the ban preventing women and girls between the age of 10 and 50 from entering the Ayyappa shrine in Kerala, holding the centuries-old religious practice as illegal and unconstitutional. The court is scheduled to pronounce today its verdict on a batch of petitions seeking re-examination of its decision to allow entry of women of all age groups into the temple. The court will deliver its judgment on as many as 65 petitions filed after its verdict sparked violent protests in the state. The five-judge constitution bench, comprising Justices R.F. Nariman, A.M. Khanwilkar, D.Y. Chandrachud, and Indu Malhotra, had reserved its decision on February 6 after hearing various parties, including those seeking reconsideration of the September judgment. Keeping in mind the verdict, around 2,500 policemen and women will be posted in and around the temple complex for 2 weeks. The TDB, which runs the temple, had made a U-turn to support the Supreme Court's order allowing women of all ages to enter the shrine. It had joined the Kerala government to oppose a batch of pleas seeking review of the historic verdict. The Supreme Court will pronounce its verdict in another politically sensitive case, wherein a review has been sought of the December 14, 2018 judgment, by which the Narendra Modi-led government was given a clean chit in the procurement of Rafale fighter jets. The review pleas in the case were filed by Advocate Prashant Bhushan and former Union Ministers Yashwant Sinha and Arun Shori, among others. The court had reserved its verdict on May 10. Bhushan had referred to various aspects, including the alleged suppression of material facts from the court, and said an FIR should have been lodged and a criminal investigation launched into the case. He also referred to the documents relating to alleged parallel negotiations being undertaken by the PMO and said that three members of the Indian negotiation team had objected to the parallel negotiations. He said that a prima facie cognizable offence has been committed and it warranted registration of the FIR. Attorney General K.K. Venugopal, appearing for the centre, objected to the review petition and said the basic grounds for seeking review of the verdict are the same as they were in the main petition. The petitioners are seeking review of the judgment on the basis of secret documents. He also referred to the secrecy clause of the intergovernmental agreement between India and France and said the matter pertains to defence deals and not the award of contract for construction of flyover or dams. Venugopal sought dismissal of the review petitions. The bench will today pronounce its verdict on the criminal contempt plea filed against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi by BJP MP Meenakshi Lekhi for wrongly attributing to the Supreme Court his Chaukidar Chor Hai remark in the Rafale case against PM Modi. Gandhi had made the remarks on April 10, the day the court had dismissed the centre's preliminary objections over admissibility of certain documents for supporting the review petitions against the December 14 last year verdict in the Rafale case. A bench comprising Gogoi and Justices S.K. Kaul and K.M. Joseph had on May 10 reserved the judgment. Gandhi, who was then the chief of the Congress party, had told the bench that he has already tendered unconditional apology for wrongly attributing the remarks relating to the PM to the apex court. Senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi, appearing for Lekhi, had submitted that the apology tendered by Gandhi should be rejected and action must be taken against him as per the law. Rohatgi also argued that the court should ask Gandhi to make an apology to the public for his remarks. The Supreme Court mandated Anti-Pollution Authority EPC on Wednesday ordered closure of schools in Delhi NCR for the next 2 days as pollution in the region hovered close to emergency levels. The Central Pollution Control Board also advised people to avoid outdoor exposure and work from home. Following the order, the Delhi government announced the closure of schools in the national capital for today and tomorrow. Separate orders were also issued by the district administrations of the adjoining Uttar Pradesh districts following directions from the EPCA. The ban on the hot mix plants and stone crushers in Delhi NCR has been extended till the morning of November 15, it said. On November 4, the Apex Court banned construction and demolition activities in the region till further orders. All coal and other fuel-based industries, which have now shifted to natural gas or agro-residue, will remain shut in Faridabad, Gurugram, Ghaziabad, Noida, Bahadurgarh, Bhiwadi, Greater Noida, Sonipat and Panipat till November 15, the EPCA said. In Delhi, industries which are yet to shift to piped natural gas will not operate during the period. On November 1, the Delhi government ordered closure of all schools till November 5, after the EPCA declared a public health emergency in Delhi NCR due to a harmful spike in pollution post-Diwali. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said, in view of the situation, the odd-even road rationing scheme could be extended beyond November 15. And retail price-based consumer inflation spiked to a 16-month high of 4.62% in October on costlier food items, reducing the headroom for a rate cut by the RBI in its monetary policy due next month. The inflation based on consumer price index was 3.99% in September and 3.38% in October 2018. The earlier high was reported in June 2018 when the retail inflation print was recorded at 4.92%. The inflation in the food basket spiked to 7.89% in October 2019 as against 5.11% the preceding month, showed the data released by the Central Statistics Office on Wednesday. During the month, the prices of vegetables spiked to 26.10% from 5.40% in September, while for fruits it jumped to 4.08% from 0.83%. Likewise, the prices of cereals, meat and fish and eggs grew at a faster pace of 2.16%, 9.75% and 6.26% respectively. For pulses and related products, retail inflation rose to 11.72%. However, the prices of fuel and light category continued to witness downward move at minus 2.02% as against minus 2.18% a month earlier, showed the data. The retail inflation during October remains above the RBI's comfort level of 4%. And for the first time, a top diplomat testified on Wednesday that US President Donald Trump was overheard asking about the investigations he wanted Ukraine to pursue that are central to the impeachment inquiry. William Taylor, the top US diplomat in Ukraine, revealed the new information as the House Intelligence Committee opened extraordinary hearings on whether the 45th President of the United States should be removed from office. Taylor said his staff recently told him they overheard Trump when they were meeting with another diplomat, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, at a restaurant the day after Trump's July 25 phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that sparked the impeachment investigation. The staff explained that Sondland had called the president and they could hear Trump on the phone asking about the investigations. The ambassador told the president the Ukrainians were ready to move forward, Taylor testified. Not inappropriate, let alone impeachable, countered the intelligence panel's top Republican, Devin Nunes of California. Trump would have a perfectly good reason for wanting to find out what happened if there were indications that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 presidential election, he said. National security officials have told Congress they don't believe Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. The hearing on Wednesday was the first public session of the impeachment inquiry, a remarkable moment even for a White House full of them. It's the first chance for America and the rest of the world to see and hear for themselves about Trump's actions towards Ukraine and consider whether they are in fact impeachable offenses. An anonymous whistleblower's complaint to the intelligence community's inspector general, including that Trump had pressed Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic foe Joe Biden and Biden's son and was holding up US military aid, ignited the rare inquiry. The country has been here only three times before and never against the 21st century backdrop of real-time commentary, including from the Republican president himself. The proceedings were broadcast live and on social media from a packed hearing room on Capitol Hill. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.